That's right. There you go. Take two. Wait. Okay.
Take three.
Welcome to the broadcast.
Woo-hoo!
It's good to be back with a fellow lady. I am Vicky Barcelona, and today we have the return of Sailor Sage.
Yo, yo, yiggity, yo.
I've missed you, girl.
Aw, missed you.
Before we get started in today's activities, Sage, how can people contact us?
Well, you can get to us via social media, so either Facebook at The Broad-Cast, Twitter at TheBroadcast999, Instagram's the same, TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us, leave us a voicemail, 253-778-6029. Or you can reach us via email at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we've actually been getting a lot of messages lately. We did get our very first voicemail.
Woo!
So I figured we shall play it.
Let's do this.
Hey, what's up, Vicky, Sarah? Cheyenne from South Dakota. And
hi,
to answer your question, there's really nothing in South Dakota. I mean, you get the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. You get, as you guys said, Mount Rushmore, but having, you know, grown up here, it's kind of just, it's one of those things, like the Space Needle out in Seattle, kind of just becomes part of the scenery, but, like I said, nothing but love and respect for you guys, and Northwest has always been my second home. I miss it out there, and be well.
Aww.
That was sweet.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Like, because we had asked, like, he had, I think, texted in. We're like, what is there to do in South Dakota? And so he did respond. So, yeah, come up to the Northwest where it's beautiful all the time. And I'm dropping stuff.
Yeah, way to go.
We actually did get some text messages. And, again, you just use that phone number to text or call us and you can leave us a voicemail. Mm-hmm. If you're drunk, that's even funnier.
Yeah, do that.
I got to remember to call in drunk. I don't know. I don't drink very often, but sometimes I get really tired and I feel drunk. I should just start doing that.
I'll start calling in when I'm stoned.
Yes! Because you text me when you're stoned.
Oh!
You ask me a question, you're like, I have this idea for a photo shoot. It's this, this, and this, and this. Does this make sense? I'm stoned. I'm like, no, yeah, I was tracking. I'm good.
Yeah, I was super stoned, and I, like, reread. It took me about 20 minutes to write that text. And I reread it, like, four times, and I was like, I don't know if this makes sense, but...
I was tracking.
Yeah.
But we did get a message, and I don't honestly think there's a name attached to this. It's from a 253 number, and it says, Vicky, I'm 45, technically 21 mentally, and, you know, so he's 45 technically, 21 mentally, and 38 physically. LOL, let's get married on a cruise. LOL, I have a question. I met a girl, and she's cute, mostly.
Mostly?
That's rude. Oh, mostly cool. Sorry, it just cuts off. That's the problem when,
mostly
like, freaking...
cool.
She's
okay.
Mostly cool, but seems to be reserved. So we did talk on previous episodes about, like, you know, cheap weddings. So that's where that came from. Mostly cool, but seems reserved. I'm pretty outgoing and don't hold back. Obnoxious at times, even. And she shows hints of being cool on my level a few times, but no. And the sex is a six. She doesn't know how to ride. So it's kind of a bummer there, but not horrible. And the bad part is that I'm not mentally there. And she reminds me of an ex from a past and her demeanor, personality, etc. So now I'm feeling like it won't work in the future. She is a rebound as I'm out of a 3-year relationship and the first girl I've been with since summer of last year. So the question is, should I ride it out, cut it off? What? I enjoy your opinion highly as I love your personality. You think like a dude and stay feminine deep down, which I feel like Sage is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you would do.
Cut it off.
I think so too. It's like,
there's too many doubts. Like if you don't see it going into the future, then there's no point. Don't string her along.
And you're not, it doesn't sound like you're wanting a relationship because you just got out of one and you're, this is your first time. I feel like you kind of sound like you're wanting to
just bang someone.
Experiment out there. I know you're 45, but there's a lot of gals out there in your age group or like whether 45 or 35 that are going to be into you and wanting to experiment. And if that's what you're wanting to do, then go for it. I mean, sometimes that happens where you are out of a relationship and you just happen to meet somebody super awesome right after.
Yeah.
And it works sometimes and sometimes it doesn't. But
this doesn't seem like it's that vibe, though.
Like, you think she's cute, she's cool, but she's not necessarily the personality you're kind of hoping for. Because sometimes people, if you're really obnoxious like I am, you would think I would go with someone quieter. But I want somebody who can be on my level for the times where I want to be quiet. They can be the show.
Like, I'm the same way, except for the opposite. So I'm super chill and, like, reserved. But I have that, like, crazy side to me. So my significant other right now is the exact same. Like, we're super chill and reserved, but we can both be like super crazy and annoying at the same time. So
you just kind of want somebody that'll fit your energy. And sometimes that means opposite. Sometimes that means someone that can match it. So that being said, you know, it doesn't seem like you're really digging her that much and you're just kind of enjoying the sex that you are getting, even though it's not really something fun. If you were wanting to stick it out with her, I say communicate and like learn and have fun with sex, because people think of sex as, oh, he's not good or she's not good, so I don't want to do it anymore. But if you actually like somebody,
yeah,
it's like practice. It's quote-unquote awkward and not romantic.
It's just all about communication. Like, you got to let them know what you like and
it's
what,
like,
you want.
I got a bad knee, bro. Like, you're going to have to let me regain the muscles. Like, there's some positions that are a little harder for me, so let me figure out how I can do this so my knee doesn't get all hurt. But, you know, it doesn't seem like you're really feeling it, so
I'd say just move on.
Just move on. I mean, don't necessarily break her heart or anything. Just be like, you know what? I don't know if this is working. I really enjoyed this, but I think we should just move on.
Yeah, for sure.
But I agree.
And be honest about it, too. Girls, I mean, I've had to have that conversation with guys before, and I've had guys have that conversation with me before. And it's so much easier when it's just like, hey, this just isn't working out. Like, you're cool, but romantically, it's just not, it's not there.
And, like, I had a buddy like that. I met him on Tinder. And we were very much like, oh, my God, let's bang each other. And we did have a lot of sex and we had a lot of fun together. And I'm like, you're a really cool person. And considered, hey, I kind of want to do the boyfriend-girlfriend thing with you. And then I realized, like, as we continued hanging, that it wasn't, like, I just saw him more as a friend. Like, his personality, he was that kind of person that would push you to your goals. He's like, oh, I kind of want to write a book one day. He's like, okay, well, what are you doing right now? Let's, like, let's plan this out. Like, what can we do right now? Like, he's that person that will, like,
motivate. He's good to have as a friend.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and we would sometimes, I'd go over to his house and we'd bust out our laptops and we'd just work on projects that we wanted. So the only reason I've written any part of this comic book is because I sat there with him while he wrote his book and I wrote mine. And I remember that day specifically, I looked at him like, you know, we hadn't had sex in a while. I'm like, I don't really see us having sex again.
Yeah.
It's just because it feels different now. Like, we're friends now. And he looked at me, he's like, yeah, you know what? Same. Like, we've transcended, which isn't common, but it happens.
Like, it does happen. I feel like it happens. Well, I mean, like, hindsight is 20/20. I felt like it's happened to me a lot where, like, I've gone into it and I've been like, oh, my God, yeah, this person is great, blah, blah, blah. And then as you get to know that person more and more, you're like, I mean, just really not working.
But I mean the sense of where you can become friends after. Like, I don't hang out with him anymore just because he lives in Seattle and I don't really get to hang out with my Seattle people anymore very often. But when I see him, we sit and talk like nothing. Like, it's just a good time. And
he's
I have a
few guy friends like that.
But it's like one of those things you think that when you break it off, like, you're not supposed to be friends. You know, it's like, you know, you're dead to me kind of a thing. But I think in a really, like, if it was just casual, I think it's totally fine.
Yeah, for sure.
We did get another text message from our buddy James. And he
had
previously talked about how he got married on the cheap.
Yeah.
But he sent us another text message. He says, hey, girl, so this morning, this mom morning, I love the typos in general because I always do typos. On the live show, BJ brought up the topic of men taking their wife's last name. And I thought that was an awesome topic for the broadcast. So basically, the story was talking about percentages of women who take their husband's last name, husbands who take their wife's last name, because there's a small percentage of people do that, people that don't change their name at all, or where both people change their names.
Yeah.
And I've heard stories of people where they'll smash their names together, or they'll just pick a whole new last name together because they didn't like the female didn't want her last name anymore, and then the husband didn't like his last name because it reminded him of his dad or whatever.
Yeah.
So they wanted a different name.
Yeah.
And so he said, I wanted to get the girl's insider perspective, and I'm also a man that took his wife's last name.
Aww.
But my only reason is my stepdaughter. She doesn't have her dad's last name as she has her mom's, and when we were getting married, her dad wanted to change her name, and since he is every other weekend dad, I just wanted to have, and having that history there was kind of is off topic. But I want her to feel a part of this new family her mom and I were creating. So I changed my last name so we could feel more like a real family. And I kind of melt away those typical stereotypes. But please tell us how you feel about the guy taking your last name because he didn't want your child feeling left out.
I think it's sweet.
That is really sweet.
That situation is really sweet.
Because it was her maiden name, the mom's maiden name.
Yeah.
That is like,
and now it's
very
like the
sweet.
Three of them are little family and right. Screw their actual real dad. Who cares?
Right. I mean, like if he's a good weekend dad, sure, cool. But
yeah, cool.
Like,
but
you are her dad. You're the dad. I think that's very sweet. When you get married, do you want to take the other person's last name or hyphen or what are you going to do?
I want to take the other person's last name.
Just the tradition and
I might be like super edgy and weird and non-traditional in some parts of my life, but when it comes to relationships, I'm super traditional.
Which is very interesting to me.
I have a total 50s housewife fantasy.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, like, all the stuff you cook and you post online, I'm like, oh, I should just marry her. But I do not possess the proper
wife
equipment.
Wife a bitch up.
I don't have possessed the proper equipment to wife you up.
You do not.
I'm not offended, but I am a little hurt.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. In a parallel universe, you have a... and we're married.
And we're off.
Number one.
No, I always thought I wanted to change my last name. But then the more I thought about it, I mean, granted, my middle name is very Mexican sounding. It's Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. It's my mom's maiden last name. It's stupid. I think it was supposed to be my second last name, and I wasn't supposed to have a middle name, my mom said. And I think paperwork.
They just screwed it up.
And it's funny because they screwed up my mom's paperwork, too, because her name was supposed to be Maria Elena, one whole name.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put Maria Elena.
Oh.
So she's like, I always hated Maria. It's like I always liked Maria Elena.
Yeah.
And so she just kind of stuck with Maria. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't supposed to have a middle name. And I always was mad because all the other girls had cool middle names that they can go by. And I was like, nobody would call, like, who would call somebody Rodriguez? Like, really?
What's up, Rod?
Yeah. Like, my cousins are like, there's J-Rod and... Nobody, like, I don't want anybody to call me V-Rod. I think V-Rod. That just sounds gross. Like, or, like, not gross, but it's not.
It sounds like a
Yes, it does. But I always thought, like, I don't want to miss out on my, I don't want to lose my Mexican last name. So I thought, depending on the last name of the guy, I might hyphen it.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea of hyphening it. It's going to be long.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, anywho. But yeah, like you guys, if you're listening, please leave us a voicemail or a text message on what you think of this topic. But I also have another topic that I'm really curious about. And we'll get into it a little bit just because we don't have a whole lot of time today. Sarah's sick with the strep throat. She was gone in New Orleans last week and then her boyfriend got the strep and gave it to her.
Oh, yay.
So, I'm glad she's not here because I don't want it.
I don't want it either. Yeah. Stay away from the office, girl.
I was going to say, you get sick like...
Have been really good lately.
I've noticed.
Yeah.
Because I feel like every other week for a couple of months you were sick.
Basically.
Or like getting over
like
sickness.
For like 5 years.
Right. Like you were okay for a couple days and then you'd start getting sick again. It's just like nonstop for you. And that just must have been brutal.
Do you know what? So I've not only changed my diet this year, but I also went off of birth control. And I feel like everything in my life has been better since I've been off of birth control. Like... my mood is better. I don't get nauseous all the time. Like, I mean, the whole getting sick thing, like, I haven't really been sick at all this year. And if I have, it's been super mild and, like, so, like.
Because it would knock you out.
Oh, yeah. Like, I would have to stay home. Like, ugh, absolutely terrible. And I haven't had to this year at all. I think I have, like, once, like, one day. But I just worked from home.
Yeah. Like, that's not bad at all. And what diet do you do?
Keto,
for those wondering.
Well, kind of. Low carb-ish. And then, so I try to just, like I don't eat bread anymore. I don't eat pasta.
And there are times, obviously, you'll treat yourself
like,
every now and then.
Last night, Jake and I had McDonald's. So,
hell
it happens. We eat junk food together.
I love it.
It's terrible.
I know. I'm trying to do that. Like, I bought a book on it and everything, and I talked to my doctor. She's like, well, you don't have to go full on, because some people go, like, do the pee strips where they check their pH
or
whatever their keto.
I'm not that insane.
So I was realizing I was getting some results when I just cut out carbs. But, and mm-hmm. my mom, like, but I didn't, there was a minute where I wasn't really eating anything because I didn't have anything I could eat.
Yeah.
And I was fine. I was functioning. And my mom's like, well, I don't want you to not eat anything. So she went out and bought me a bunch of stuff. She's like, well, these are healthier, right? Because there's spinach in them and they're tortillas that have a crap ton of carbs still. And I'm like, I love you, Mom. You tried really hard and I really appreciate this, but I can't eat this.
My grandma did the same thing for Mother's Day. We went out on my dad's boat mm-hmm. and she like brought a bunch of snacks that the like cashier told her were healthy snacks that like people that are trying to be healthy buy these. But they were like popcorn and like just stuff that has carbs in them. And I'm like, Grandma.
It's different kinds of healthy.
There's different kinds of healthy. And for me, it's low carb mm-hmm. and low, like low to no sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just whatever works for your body chemistry. Yeah. The best.
My body loves it. So
I'm really excited that you're not sick anymore.
I know. Me too.
Because it's like you are always miserable. And I'm like, I feel always. So bad. I can't do anything. I just want to hold her and cradle her. And she would totally kill me. I feel like you're like a cat. Like this is I feel like you're a cat in another life where you're like, I'm very sweet and cute and like sometimes really hyper and can do really fun stuff. But other times, do not touch me or I will claw at you. And so I'm like, exactly. I'm going to leave Sage alone.
Yep.
She's giving me the death threats. I know it's not me. She's just kind of dealing with some stuff. I got to let her be.
That's exactly me.
So I do not get offended. I'm just like, she just needs her time. Yep. She needs her space.
Exactly.
But this one thing I saw, and the thing I loved about this is people were losing their freaking minds. And the article is some schools are getting rid of the analog clocks because kids can't read them. So if you happen to be one of those kids and don't know what an analog clock is, it's the one with the numbers and the face.
Yeah, an actual, like it's got arms and everything. Mm-hmm. It's not just numbers.
It's not a digital one. And I remember in elementary school, like learning we had like the little clock that would turn around with your finger. I remember learning it. And it's funny, I know how to read an analog clock, but I'll look at it and I have to, just because I get some of the arms on some of the clocks are pretty similar in length.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting there like, wait, which one's that? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But people were like losing their minds over this. And it says, when asked when the answer was, the current generation aren't as good at reading these traditional clock faces as older generations. And some people are also wondering if it's like exam stress due to clocks. Like if you look at a clock and it automatically induces stress, like an analog clock. But honestly, it's one of those things like it's dying out and it's, you know, cool, but I think people are really getting upset over this because they're realizing that something they had grown up learning and having to use is now becoming obsolete. And they're like, they need to learn this. It's like, why?
The only constant in life is change.
Exactly.
Like, that's it. Everything is going to change. I mean, maybe there will be a point where it isn't even numbers on the clock. It's just like dots or something
stupid or
like that.
Like, oh, we don't do digital clocks anymore. It's just literally like a screen. Like, what is it? Like a VR type screen. Yeah. Everything's kind of projected to our eyes. Like, so we don't even wear any kind of watches. We don't have phones anymore because it's all in our faces or our heads. It's gonna, you know, we don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, at first when I read it, I was like, well, that's stupid. And then I was just like, you know what? Does it really matter?
Right. And people are like, they need to teach these kids how to read clocks in school. And someone's like, well, you're a parent, you know, you can teach them. Like, it's not just the schools that are supposed to teach your child. You don't just drop them off there and be like, learn everything you need to know in life there. I'm not, even though I gave birth to you, I'm not going to take responsibility to teach you what I think you should learn.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's cool. Like, if you want to learn how to do this, cool. But at one point, we used to use sundials. And I'm guessing someone's like, well, with these clocks, no one's going to ever use a sundial. No one's going to know how to read a sundial. Cool, man. Like, if you know how to read a sundial, awesome. Or how to set one up. Like, I'm sure I could figure it out because it looks like a clock.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't know how to set it up.
No.
I wouldn't know where to find the sun's location, what time of year and all this crap. I don't know.
What if the sun isn't out?
That too.
What if it's dark outside, guys?
Right. It's like, I don't know. What time is it? It's nighttime. It's just go to sleep and hopefully the sun comes back tomorrow. We made the sun god angry. It's not coming up sooner.
Oh, man.
It's just like it's, you know, somebody wrote, they're making it too hard for kids to make it in the world by taking away things like this, cursive basic math skills and replacing it with Common Core, blue ribbons and awards. Just, you know what? I honestly don't believe in the whole blue ribbon for any little thing. But guess what?
But they're on, these are different levels. Like, you can't be mad about someone taking away a clock because they're going to get a blue ribbon for it. Like, that's like, not, the, it doesn't match up.
No, that's a really stupid argument. You just sound really stupid there, Heather, in the comment section.
Heather.
That's not like, you know what? Guess what? I remember when we were in high school, so over 10 years ago, they had said that we were the ones, like, a lot of the stuff that we're going to learn is going to become obsolete by the time we get to college.
Yeah.
Or by the time we have to apply it. So we are in that generation where things are moving so fast that we can't learn them fast enough.
Technology is ever changing. Mm-hmm. It changes every single second. There's new discoveries that are coming. There's new ways of coding. There's new everything.
Especially within the last, 30 years?
Yeah. Like, and it's just going to keep getting faster and faster.
And here's the thing. Like, these kids are having to learn this stuff. So when people, it's like this weird balance when, like, for me, it's like I have a hard time with, like, well, my God, these kids are learning on their iPads and blah, 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 and they know how to use phones. I'm like, yeah, but I bet you that kid can figure out how to do A, B, and C with your phone, and you can't. And that kid's 4.
Exactly.
So it's like they have to learn it because we don't know
where the world's at right now.
Yeah, everything's moving so fast that these, like, they need to learn this information at a younger age.
Yeah.
And that's where I kind of struggle with it when I see people, like, I'm never buying an iPad for my kid. I'm like, well, they're going to have to learn technology, and all the other kids in their class are going to be way more advanced. But I also see kids that only sit there and play on YouTube. It's like, cool, are they really learning anything? Like, I love the little Leapfrog.
Yeah.
Tablets.
My sister has those.
See, those are, I think those are better than just an iPad. Because I see a lot, I know people personally who have kids, and they just put them in front of the iPad, and they will scream bloody murder when the internet cuts out. It's like, okay, first of all, kid, that is your treat.
Yeah.
Stop crying. It's just some people don't want a parent. And yes, there are those out there, but there have been those in every generation.
This is why I'm not going to have children, because I would be that parent, and I don't want to be that parent.
Right. You can just be the fun aunt.
I cannot deal with it. Like, the other weekend, I spent about 5 hours with my little sister, who's 8, and I love her to death. Like, she's great, but the one-on-one time, I was just like, oh my God. I'm never going to have children. Like, it's never going to happen.
And, like, I love kids, but there are those very difficult moments. And I know it's different when you have them versus when they're somebody else's.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like I'd be more stressed out when they are mine. Like, my nephew came over to my house, like, and I feel bad. He doesn't really have anybody in his age group to play with.
Mm-hmm.
So his mom and I, when we were little, would play. Like, she was my next door neighbor, and she still lives there. And we grew up playing with each other. It was her, my brother, and I, and we were that group. And there was a bunch of other kids that were a little younger than us, but we were all in the same kind of age group, and we'd all play.
Yeah.
We'd ride bikes, play games. Ben doesn't have anybody.
Aww.
It's like, there's no kids in that neighborhood anymore, and all the kids that are there are like 12.
Yeah.
And he's only 4.
Aww.
So there's a
poor
big age group. Yeah, and he doesn't really have a whole lot to do. So he'll come over. My dad loves playing with him because that's like his other grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad will play and run around with him, and my mom can't. Like, my dad's been gone for a couple days. So my mom was trying to go play with him outside, and she's just tired. She's been working all day, physical job. And she's like, Ben, you know, I'm going to sit down and have dinner. Like, I'm tired. And he's like, well, why are you tired? She's like, because I was working all day, hon. Like,
yeah.
And so I was like, Ben, let me finish reading some stuff. I got to read this for, you know, my podcast on Thursday. Like, let me, for work. I'm like, I got to do this stuff for work, and then I'll go play with you. And he kept knocking on my door, and then I had to answer a phone call. And it was an important phone call, so I was on it for a little while. And he kept knocking. It's like, can I come in? I'm like, no, Ben, not right now. I can't hear you. I'm like, come in. Having to explain. Like, so I felt so bad that I was so, like, frustrated.
Yeah.
But I was trying to be super chill with him, super cool. And it's just like, maybe I need a couple more years.
Well, I mean, like, that's... So I've been doing all this vinyl stuff. My dad and I bought a vinyl plotter.
Ooh.
And so I've been making, like, stickers and decals and stuff. And I'm trying to get, like, an inventory up. So I've been going to my dad's twice a week and, like, you know, cutting stuff and getting it ready. And my little sister is constantly wanting to help. And at first, when we first got it, I'd let her help.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's getting to the point where, like, I just need to go and do it and get it done.
Right.
Because there's, like, a mass volume that I need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I always feel bad because she just wants to help. But I'm like, no. I'm working. Like, this is technically work for me. Like, if I cut you stuff out for you to do, it's wasting materials.
Right.
Like,
so it's like,
I feel so bad sometimes.
So
but
if you guys have any suggestions on that, or if you guys kind of understand that vibe, the other thing is, so what's your other business? I want to talk about it. Like, you want to give a plug?
Yeah, the vinyl.
Yes.
So we started, it's called Backwoods Crafts. So we're primarily focusing on vinyl decals right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get like a stock up so that I can go to some like farmers markets and stuff and car shows and sell some stuff this summer. I'm trying to work on getting my Etsy up, but Etsy will not send me my verification email.
It's like, thanks, Etsy.
Thanks. It's been like 6 days. So once I have that up, I'll be plugging in online and everything. But yeah.
You also have shirts too?
Yeah. So I have some shirt designs from like last year that are on Threadless. Which is actually a really cool website because you basically just upload your design, tell them what kind of shirts you want them on or what kind of, you can do bags, cell phone cases, whatever, and then just send it to people and then they buy it and then you get like
a cut
of it. So you don't actually have to have stuff in stock. You don't have to make it.
That's
you
pretty
just
awesome.
Make the design. Yeah, which is cool.
So I know there's a broadcast shirts out there that you can get.
Are.
What do they have to search for to find that? Your other designs.
Yeah. So the broadcast shirt is threadless.com/designedbycursor. Cursor as in like a mouse pointer.
Because that's your
thought it was funny.
Cursor. Yeah. And you also have an Instagram for that one as well, too.
I don't anymore.
Oh, not anymore?
I took it down.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm starting a Backwoods Craft Instagram as soon as I get the Etsy up.
Is it going to have everything?
Yeah. So it will have everything on there. And then we also have a CNC router. So we do like wood signs and that kind of stuff. But that's more like custom.
Yes.
Custom stuff. So
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm very excited about all your ventures. Yay. It's such a beautiful day. I don't know. I'm feeling really good today. So
yeah,
like
it's a good day.
Elevated. Everyone just spread love. If you guys have any other topics or what do you guys think about the whole analog clock thing or even cursive? Like, I mean, cursive's pretty, but we don't use it, honestly.
No.
Like, why are we wasting time? As much as I wish everyone would learn cursive, it's a waste of time.
Well, I mean, and if you really think about it, the majority of us that had to learn cursive now write in like broken cursive and it's really hard to read.
Oh, my cursive has not changed much since the fourth grade.
Yeah, well, like I even when I'm like just writing plain, it still has a little bit of cursive to it. But it's so much harder to read because I have like three different fonts that I use.
Just a regular typing or writing font.
And then I just do like an uppercase, like regular block letters, which I use for most other things because people can actually read it.
That's the funny thing because like we were told we needed to do this for elementary school, but then when you get to high school, they're like, oh, we can't read this cursive, so just print it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or we're not going to accept anything that isn't typed.
Yep.
So I love that they're blaming us, but it was just the teachers that.
Exactly. Like it was the old school teachers.
It's just like, well, you know, we got these computers and I don't want to have to deal with trying to read your handwriting, so just type it out. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
All right. And this is when we were still slow at typing. Now, honestly, I remember in elementary school when we were, or like middle school, when we were learning typing, I'm sitting here, I'm like, I am never going to use this. I'm never going to be fast because I was always a hunt and pecker.
I loved it. I'm so good at it.
Oh, now I am. I love typing now. It just feels so nice. But like back when I was little, I was like, I'm not going to have a computer job. I know I'm not.
Yeah.
And now, ta-da.
I just thought it was so much fun. I loved those little games.
I kind of did. Actually, if you go to Google, you can probably find some of the typing games and you'll feel real bad about yourself because if you miss something, it won't let you keep going.
Yeah.
I'm like, what did I mean? Oh, damn, period.
Yeah.
You just go back because you're trying to beat the clock. It's real bad.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, I'll get stoned and I'll take those typing tests.
I want to watch you do this.
It's
not good.
It's bad. It's so bad.
But let us know what you guys think. And same with taking your significant other's last names, all the stuff we talked about today. And
yep.
We'll see you guys later.
Bye.